Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
I just painted my nails while you...
I know, I see...
ate food.
While I ate food. I see them, I like them a lot. I was like, did you get
Thank
them done?
You.
Oh, they look really well done.
No, I did them myself.
Wow,
look
fall colors.
Go. I know, because I got to the point where I'm like, all the nail polish I have is still the nail polish I had when I started college. So it's like really old and it needs to go. So the other day I went and bought like just like four new colors. I'm like, nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should get a red.
Yeah.
You know?
Obviously. Nice.
Yeah. Because like also, and then I was like, I'm going out tonight. And I was like, have to have my nails done.
Oh my god, you're going out tonight. I'm so sorry to push back. You're going out. I mean...
Oh, no, you're fine. It doesn't start until, like, 8:30 or 9, which I'm like... My immediate thing was like, I'm going to be too tired.
What are you doing?
So my friend invited me to a party that is not her party. It's somebody else's party.
Okay.
So I'm like a third invite type thing situation. And I don't fully know... Like, I don't know the people at all, which I'm like, maybe that's beautiful. Maybe that's
that.
What I need.
I've definitely done that.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, like, it's just like, she said it's like, it's a lot of people who work in the industry and then like their friends and like roommates and stuff. And she's just hosting a thing. And I was like, I should go.
Yeah.
I should try to go.
You should try to meet new people, mingle.
Exactly.
Also, I totally know who Boys Like Girls are. I like looked it up and was like, oh, love drunk, obviously.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. You were like, they were a pop punk band. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah. So they were a band. I was right. I was correct.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So you did that Tuesday.
Yeah. And then I went out for like a 3-hour dinner with a friend.
On Tuesday.
On Wednesday.
Oh, on Wednesday.
On
oh my
Wednesday.
God. She's still going.
Which was like wild. And then on Thursday, look at me go. 3 nights in a row.
And weeknights as well.
Weeknights. I'm a new woman. my sister and her boyfriend invited me to go to the haunted hayride in Griffith Park with them.
Nice.
So I did that.
Was it fun?
It was not scary.
Okay.
No.
I wanted to.
It was.
She'd do something.
It was
haunted.
Fun because my sister was losing her fucking mind, and that was great.
Okay.
But like the actual haunted hayride didn't really get. Maybe I'm just not a scared person, you know? Like, that stuff doesn't get me.
Okay.
But I don't know.
What does get you? True, actual crime happening?
An actual murder happening in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, if I know that I'm going someplace to be scared, I'm like, I'm not scared.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost like you steal yourself. You, like, are unwilling to be bamboozled.
Yeah, because I feel like if I
better.
Like if I'm because like if I'm going into a maze, I'm like, oh, I know somebody's about to be around this corner.
But it's like, yeah, of course, like, you know better, Megan. You're not like proving yourself to anyone here by being like, oh, I'm not scared. It's like
no, but I genuinely am like, oh, like I know they're about to come, and it doesn't freak me out that much. But there was one dude that did pop out. No idea where that motherfucker was, but he appeared. That one got us.
Yes.
That one was scary.
Nice win for the haunted hayride.
But the other problem was that. Because my sister was losing her shit so much, they would never come to me.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, you know how, like, in a haunted house, they lock on to the one person, they're like, that's a good target.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the
opposite.
Like, they respected that your group was, like, full of wusses, and they were like, we'll give them a little scare and let them pass.
No. It's like my sister was losing her shit, and so they were like, just one of the actors pushed me out of the way to get to her. I was like, cool, like, just keep going.
You can't touch them, but they can touch you.
Touch you. And I was like, you should get her. She will lose her mind if you come up behind her. Like, just not even a care about scaring me. He's just like, excuse me, ma'am. You're not who I'm looking
for. I'm not interested in paying to be scared. Especially in that way. Like, to be psychologically thrilled in a movie, I'm like, okay, I'm into that. But like, to just be truly jump scared, I'm like,
I get more, I enjoy a scary movie more than I enjoy, like, a haunted maze situation, you know?
Like a scary, scary movie? Like The Shining or something?
Yeah.
Is The Shining a scary movie? Yeah.
The Shining's really not that, like, it's scary.
Is it a psychological thriller?
It's a psychological thriller, actually, but,
maybe I would like it.
But yeah, the thing that scared me the most is, I got so much hay in my clothes. That was really painful.
I think the scary ones was the laundry.
The hay. The laundry was the laundry. Awful.
Okay.
But yeah.
And now here so you are, like, doing an activity tonight.
And here I am doing another activity.
Isn't it dismal that we record this podcast on a Saturday night? Like, for you, okay. You're like, this is pre-dinner. I'm like, this is my night.
Yeah. Like, usually we try to do it earlier, but I did not have my shit together
all
this week.
It's all good, but...
Yeah. Wait, do you have plans? Are you going out after this?
No.
But you work.
That's the difference. That's the thing. So sometimes I get my, panties in a bunch. Also, I have the worst FOMO ever. Even, obviously FOMO is bad when you're like, cool, there's something specifically happening that I wasn't invited to. Like, we all understand that, but I get just sort of like... general, like, it's a Saturday night and nobody invited me to do anything, even though I don't know of anyone specifically who's doing anything.
Yeah.
It's a very weird feeling. But, so I'm always sort of like having this weird Saturday night, and I need to get over it because I also had a social week, and also I work Saturday and Sunday, so it's like boys have this weird thing where they just like are kind of bad at eating sometimes. Do you feel like that? Sometimes when I hang out with boys, I'm like...
New York boys are the worst. I went to visit my friend that one time, and I got there after my flight, and I was like, yeah, I'm, like, really hungry. I want to go get some breakfast. I was on the red eye, and he's like, I had some almonds earlier. I'm good. And I was like, excuse me? That's not a meal.
I have had this realization, or I'm trying to eat less at work because I eat too much at work, and I work at a bakery, so it's all very, like, sugary and buttery.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, cool, I just won't eat anything until I go on my break, which is usually at, like, noon. And I actually can't think. Like, if I get past, like, 8:30 and I haven't eaten yet, I'm like, somebody will ask me a question, I'll be like, I'm sorry, repeat that? Like, it's so weird. I feel like in a legitimate, like, fugue. Like, I have brain
fog. You do... I guess you need to eat.
I know, it makes me feel psycho. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I make sure that you should eat something. And then it sort of works, but lately... Okay, dare I say Mercury retrograde.
Oof.
My mind has been foggy, like, this whole week. I've been, like... So my job makes me feel crazy, just because it's so, like, erratic. Anyway.
Okay.
I've been, like, somebody will ask me something, and I'll be, like, take an extra 6 seconds to be, like... Oh, wait, yeah, it's actually over there.
When did Mercury begin its retrograde, whatever statement's supposed
to be? When did Mercury begin? I've been thinking all day, so now I'll just sort of, like, look it up.
Okay. Because, like, I feel like this week I've been having trouble focusing. I don't know if that has to do with anything.
September 27th to October 17th.
Interesting.
Okay, but yeah, so you've been having trouble focusing.
Yeah, I just, focusing slash just the will to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of those weeks.
The will to work. Yes, I just sort of am, like, very slow on, like, I do a lot of, like, walking into the walk-in refrigerator and just having to take 15 seconds to be like, what did I come in here for?
Mm. Sometimes you just need a break, you know?
I don't know what's happening. Anyway, we'll figure it out. I'll start, like, taking probiotics or something.
Why would that help?
I don't know. It's like, it helps your immunity or something. What was I?
Oh. You were talking about your social week, and I think we only got through Monday.
All of which will be cut out.
You can.
So for the purposes of the listeners, nothing happened on Monday. Tuesday, I saw my friend and she was like, we were like getting a drink and this is a long story, but basically she works at this restaurant, but she was off on Tuesday. And then two people that are like cooler than us that we used to work with, like, texted her and were like, hey, we're coming to your restaurant in like half an hour. Are you there? And she was like, no, I'm not there, but like, I'm nearby getting a drink. Like, if you guys want to like... And they were like, you should stop by, which is, like, fine. Anyway. So she was like, cool, I'll stop by. Charlotte, like, we should stop by, like, after we finish getting this drink. And I was like, absolutely, I will not be doing that. I will meet you at the ramen place. Have fun, like, chat with them for 15 to 20 minutes. I do not mind waiting. I will not be making eye contact with them.
Was it because you were intimidated by how cool they were?
I was just like, what am I going to get out of this? Like, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to, like, show my face. They're going to think, oh my god, like, what are you doing now? I don't care about them. They don't care about me. None of us speak ever. I'm just so over, like, bothering with, like, formalities or, like, friendly. You know, it's like, cool. Once again, I have 5 friends. I talk to them all regularly, and everyone else I don't really care about.
Yeah, you don't want arbitrary friends and arbitrary social interactions.
Yeah, or just, like, what's the point? Like, making nice for 15 minutes for what? So, I went to the ramen place. Wednesday, I saw the Lehman Trilogy with my parents, which is a Broadway play.
Nice.
About the Lehman Brothers. It is 3 hours and 15 minutes long with two intermissions.
How was it?
It's basically three actors playing every part of the story from pre-Civil War to 2000 of the Lehman Brothers Bank.
Was it good?
It was very good, but I was like, okay, this must be taxing for you actors. It's kind of a crazy idea. It was done in a weird way.
Yeah. Anyway. And you were like, I could do that.
I could be an actor. I could be an artist.
This is my passion.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all.
Anything else?
And then I had...
That was your social week?
I will say, and then I had a night alone on Thursday where I had a religious experience with this movie. He's Just Not That Into You.
I can't.
From a girl,
might as well get into it.
From a girl who pines, I was like, "This is hitting deeply, deeply too close to home."
Charlotte, I cannot describe how much I hated this movie.
I knew you would. I knew you would. I can't describe my absolute reaction when Ben Affleck was doing the dishes. I was like,
okay. I will give you that one moment. My review was the fact that I was like, I hate this movie so much. The fact that it made me be like, Ben Affleck is the hero of this story made me want to fling myself out the window.
I was upset with myself, but I also was like, she is at a breaking point. Like, she is doing everything. She broke up with him. Like, everything's hard. And he's just, he didn't even ask. He just was there. He was just like putting in the work and being like, I expect nothing from you. And she was like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind. And I was like, I would too.
I have
to just be nice for the sake of being nice.
This may be one of those movies that we have a true debate on, because I need to hear from your perspective.
Here's the thing.
What was good about this? What was a religious experience besides Ben Affleck doing the dishes?
Ben Affleck doing the dishes. Feeling like you're constantly, especially at this age, in a state of like, am I reading the signals? What does this interaction mean? I feel like I'm constantly, first of all, as a woman who has a crush at all times, and the crush historically never likes her back. It's like, I have been Jennifer Goodwin so many times, and I've had so many of those conversations with my female friends where it's like, okay, well, he said this, but he said it at this time, and then like he asked me if I wanted to come over, but then he said it was like with his friends, so what does it mean? I just felt so seen.
Okay, I will say, as your friend who's had conversations with you, please do not compare yourself to Jennifer Goodwin, because she is legit insane in this movie.
Yes.
The actions that she takes are so batshit insane for an adult woman.
Yes.
It shook me to my very core.
Here's my argument. That is the point of cinema. Is to take a real...
Do not call He's Not That Into You cinema.
It is cinema. And to take a real feeling and a real, like, we've all had these psycho thoughts, but nobody acts on them in the way that Jennifer Goodwin does. But to create a character that just sort of, like, takes your outlandish fears about first dates with men to the extreme is genius. It's just, like, that's what it's about, is sort of, like, taking something that exists, but, like, sort of letting the character live out its greatest fantasies on the screen. Because, yeah, nobody acts that deranged in real life, but everybody thinks about it. It's sort of like Sex and the City, where you're like, nobody has this sort of life, but everybody thinks about it.
I was like, this movie is, like, for the patriarchy by the patriarchy.
Everybody was saying that on Letterboxd. They were like, this is the most misogynistic movie. And I was like, it's not.
Oh my God.
It's not okay. Anti-women. It's just about taking
this...
I think it's totally universal. I think it's implied. First of all, it's implied that Jennifer Goodwin is right in her overanalyzation of men. It's implied that she's like, I don't envy you, Justin Long, because, like, I have hope, and you've lost hope, and you think that you've rigged this game, but you're unhappy too. So it's like, ultimately, guys are doing dumb shit, girls are doing dumb shit, and this movie highlights it.
Okay, so hard disagree. This movie starts with a little girl getting pushed over by a little boy. And then the mom saying, like, that's because he likes you, boys are mean to you. And she's like, that's not true. That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Just, they start there. And you're like, okay, interesting.
It is a weird start.
Maybe. maybe they're going to be like, the things that we tell women are wrong, mm-hmm. and you should expect more out of men. And then it just takes a hard left turn into batshit crazy territory, mm-hmm. because they have the whole thing about, they're like, you're not the exception, you are the rule. But then everyone in the movie is actually the exception, so it goes back on its own premise, and they're like, you know, don't believe that men should mean, being mean to you means that they like you. Justin Long is a true asshole to her the entire movie, but it's really, in the end, because he likes her. So it goes back on the whole premise.
It's not because he likes her. He's mean to her because he doesn't realize that he likes her at the beginning, because they're sort of like becoming friends. Okay, here's my tip.
That's the same thing.
Which is the other thing that's tough is, like, when making opposite sex friends, you're sort of like, are we a thing, or are we just sort of like friends? And then it's always impossible to tell. So yeah, I think what happens with Justin Long and Jennifer Goodwin is that he's like into her as a person, but he hasn't quite figured out that he wants to date her. And then she's immediately like reading his signs and thinking, like overthinking it. And then, you know, it takes for her to be like, I'm actually into you, for him to be like, oh, I don't know. I think it's fine that he's not into her in the beginning, and then he grows into being into her.
And then it's an also fucked up premise that, again, the guy only likes the girl when the girl finally moves on and gets her shit together. Jennifer Goodwin was finally being like, I'm accept who I am, I'm gonna be independent, I'm gonna figure it out, go out with someone who's an actually nice person, yes. And then this man gaslights her and sabotages her at the end.
Justin Long?
Yes! He just shows up out of nowhere, and she's like, well, maybe he's doing all the right things, and he just kisses her, and she gives up, and that ending, she has fucking Stockholm Syndrome.
Gives
that
up.
Bitch is stirring that dip with dead eyes. She is dead-eyed stirring that dip, and he's like, come on, honey, let's go play charades. She is miserable.
No. That dip is disgusting looking, and I think their whole dip thing is weird. But
go back and look into her eyes as she is stirring that dip. That is the eyes of a woman who is dead on the inside. That man has broken her.
No. Also,
yes.
You're saying, like, wow, men become more attracted to women when women know their worth and then, like, become, like, have self-acceptance and become happy with themselves. And it's like, duh. That's what's attractive.
Yes, but then a man comes around and ruins it for her.
He's being like, wow, cool. You went on this journey. I'm seeing you go on this journey, and it's sick, and I respect you.
Okay.
And I want to be
Let me remind you of some beautiful quotes by Justin Long in this movie. There's always a girl with better pores and bigger implants. He dumped a woman because he said her ass looked too big in the daylight.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Yeah. And she's like, he's quirky. He's so funny. I love it. No! This man is a misogynistic asshole.
He's an honest man who has his opinions.
What man also says, wow, her ass is too big? Like, what?
Yeah, why would an ass be too big ever? I also think the point of this movie is that everybody's the exception, and there's actually no way to play any game by any rules, because everybody ends up just sort of like, you know, the one who was in a happy marriage with Bradley Cooper, that ends. Like, you never know what's going to happen, and there's no way to be like, I read the signals, I followed the book, here's how he feels. Like, it's all fake.
Well, now that you've brought up the Bradley Cooper storyline.
Yes.
My truly most hated storyline of any movie, quite honestly, possibly.
Okay.
Which begins with Scarlett Johansson at 11 p.m. buying bananas and a water bottle. Please explain.
That's strange, actually.
Just a little bunch of bananas and fucking water.
I've absolutely done that. I've, like, checked out probably, like,
at 11 p.m. at night, a nighttime banana
Megan,
purchase?
At 3 a.m. in the morning. Like, sometimes I'll go in and I'll be like, I want a seltzer, and then I'll also grab, like, a red bell pepper emergency and, like, a pint of ice cream. There's no rules.
That's insane.
Megan, live faster, die younger. You know what I mean? Like,
no one should be buying bananas between the hours of 11 p.m. and
7
4 a.m. Like, I will allow an early purchase of a banana, but any time between those hours, not allowed. Bananas should be outlawed.
Okay.
They are not a nighttime food.
They're not like you ran. But, like, I feel like if you're at the store, you need a bottle of water, and then you're like, wait, I also probably want bananas for breakfast tomorrow. You buy bananas. Like, it makes sense.
Wait till the next day. Okay. Come back. You don't need this.
So we've...
Drink tap water in the meantime.
Keep going.
It's one of my first notes of this movie, and it really upset me. Then it's followed up with this bitch being so excited about a cooler because she's, quote, never won anything before. Who wrote this woman?
She's not allowed to have a
moment.
Who wrote
this woman?
It's going to make Bradley Cooper attracted to her. Also because she's
I'm sorry. It's so Scarlett Johansson, whose only character trait is being hot and singer. Being... Okay, with a hot yoga singer all wrapped into just being hot. Mm-hmm. That's just her one character trait. And then getting very excited about coolers. Like, that is who she is. Give me one other defining characteristic of
her. Yeah, it makes her cute that she sort of is like, I've never won anything. It's like, wow, you're bringing excitement into your life. And Bradley Cooper has the most boring wife, so... He's like, wow, this is a woman who gets randomly excited by a cooler.
Are you defending Bradley Cooper's choices in this movie?
Yeah, who gives a shit if you cheat? Like, it's your life. Like, I wouldn't.
This man shoves his mistress into the closet while he fucks his wife and makes her listen.
That's the major issue.
That's the one? That's maybe he crossed the line there, you think?
Yeah, he's a bad person. Also, he should have just, like, respected his wife enough to be like, I don't think this is gonna work.
Here's my other question. Did he or did he not smoke? I still couldn't quite get that. I was like, he did. And he's just a liar. Yeah. He's a terrible human being.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty bad to lie to your wife smoking. Just be like, yeah, I smoke sometimes.
He's a psychopath.
Also, to be like, you know, my dad died of lung cancer. I thought you quit. It's like, does anyone ever really quit? Anyway, that's a different story. It's like, girl, what do you want from him? He likes a couple of sex every once in a while.
Here's another reason why I'm like, I hate this movie, and I know too many men were involved with it.
It was like
that man Connor. Yes, of
the
course it was.
The issue with Connor was that he was annoying.
He's also. No way that man is hot enough to pull Drew Barrymore, Scarlett Johansson, like fucking everyone.
Okay, so you're saying there's like
what
sexist
is going
things
on?
About women? And then you're like, Connor's too ugly.
Yes, because it is written by a man, because this guy who has no personality, is a shit person, treats women like shit, gets the hottest girls in the world.
Does Connor treat like shit?
He literally goes on a date with fucking Gigi. Yeah. And she's like, that's great. And then he's like, you know what? She didn't put out, so I need to call Scarlett Johansson to go suck my dick.
He doesn't care about her putting out or not. He goes on a date that he feels lukewarm
about.
He
literally has his conversation with his stereotypical gay friends about being like, she doesn't sleep with me. She's not putting out.
Scarlett Johansson doesn't sleep with him.
Yes.
But it's not, it doesn't make him a bad person to go on a date with Jennifer Goodwin and then not enjoy it. And then be like, oh, I'd rather see someone else. And then hit up Scarlett Johansson.
I feel like he's a trash person.
He's a trash person because he didn't like Jennifer Goodwin.
No, because he, like, you can wait till she's around the corner to call another woman.
I don't care. It's like, she's out of earshot. It is sort of crazy.
I will say another thing. This
thinks that he's leaving her a message right then, which is devastatingly sad.
This is the other thing in this movie. This movie is so aggressively 2009. Like, I've never seen a movie date itself more because they're like, the MySpace, the email, the this, my voicemail, the da 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 da. And I was like,
the flip phone?
Like, going to my BlackBerry. Like, what is happening?
Yes, I loved it. I love, like, landline culture of being like, you have to be around when it rings. And now it's like, I'll get like six texts and wait like 12 hours to respond to them just because I feel like it. And it's like,
yeah.
It used to be like, absolutely. Well, if I, you know, like I love when her mom calls. She like, can't talk now, mom, because she's like waiting for another call on the landline.
Yeah. Here's my other question from that. Is it true that people just carried around cards with their phone numbers on it?
Especially.
Was that a thing?
I wonder if it was like a thing if you were like in the dating game. To be like, I have my card.
I don't know.
As opposed to like,
I don't know.
Oh my god, I didn't expect to meet someone. I guess I'll write it on your arm.
Also, again, Gigi is straight up insane when she goes after that man with the card. She's like, that wasn't clear, actually.
Yes.
Like, but you need to tell me what this
is. It's, like, outlandish in a way. It's like, this is what happens inside your mind, and this movie decides to take it out into the world. And have her be like, actually, it was unclear. And it was, like, sort of ambiguous. Am I calling you, or are you calling?
That's where fucking...
That's why you watch movies, Megan.
What's her name? That's also, like, her friends are terrible, because if I saw you doing that, I would drag you by your hair backwards, being like, you cannot do this. You cannot keep talking. Like, I would hit you over the head with a bottle. I'd be like, you have to end this.
Yeah, that's really... A lot of this stuff, I was like, this is mortifying. And then at the end, I sort of liked that she was like, yeah, I embarrass myself all the time. I make mistakes all the time. I misread situations all the time. And it's pathetic, but at least I still, like, have hope. At least I'm still, like, getting out there and, like, trying to find people and trying to feel out relationships. When Justin Long is just like, yeah. I liked that the conclusion was, like, you embarrass yourself, and sometimes it's for the greater good.
But why Justin... Why Justin Long? He's a... Okay, yes. Okay.
You're talking about the
Do character. You just forgive everything about this movie because you're in love with Justin Long?
Justin Long really is, like, does it for me. I don't know what it is about him. I think it's accepted.
He's exactly... Yeah, I was like, it's accepted, and he's exactly, like, I feel like he's your ideal man. I don't know why.
Right? He's, like...
I can't quantify
quite
it.
What you would call, like, hot, but he has sort of, like, a witty personality. He's very, like...
He's kind of like the lanky, skinny nerd, but just a titch hotter.
Yes, and he's, like, class clown vibes.
Class clown vibes, but, like, hot enough that it works.
He definitely never studied for the SATs. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, a man who doesn't try your dream.
To take yourself seriously is so not on to me. Anyway.
But I will say, the fact that I was, like, so pro Ben Affleck in this movie made me furious.
Like, hotter than I've ever seen Ben Affleck. Like, I was like, I didn't know he was someone like that. I don't know.
What happened in this movie?
Dad, no. Also, he just has a
You're right, when he's... Yeah, he has, like, this man is so rich. He has a boat. Who, why is he friends with Bradley Cooper? He's the worst person. Why would anybody be friends with him?
My other question is, like, is it implied that everybody in this movie knows each other? Because it's like, okay, Jennifer Aniston works with Bradley Cooper's wife, but also her boyfriend and Bradley Cooper are friends? How do they all know each other?
I think that, again, these are where I hate these movies, whether it's, like, Valentine's Day and all that other shit, where I'm just like, I hate, there's too many people, I don't like it, I don't care about any of them, and, yeah, like, they're all friends, but they're not friends.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
Like, they would never all be at a party together, also, like, which is bizarre.
Things are happening, and I'm sort of like, how do you not all know? You know what I mean? That, like, Bradley Cooper is looking at Scarlett. You know, like... I feel like somebody would tell somebody who would tell somebody who would tell somebody. Like, too many people know each other.
Yeah. I don't get it.
And there's a lot of, like, double
Also, there's another thing that I remember about Scarlett Johansson's character, which is insane. So after Bradley Cooper makes her listen to him have sex with his wife, she runs out into an office fully in her slip, dress in her hand.
You could just put your dress on. You were in the closet for a long time. I guess she didn't want to make noise.
Also, here's the thing. In that situation, would you stay in the closet or would you come out of the closet?
I had the same thought. Because immediately when you were like, he made her. I was like, well, she could have left. She wasn't in bodily danger. But at the same time, he did
but that's because
by being like, you need to do this for me. And she was like, okay, well, I don't want to be a dick to him because I like it. Like, I totally get it. But I'm also like...
I feel like if I was in that situation, which God forbid I'm ever in that situation, please kill me before I get to that situation. Yeah. I would come out of the closet and be like, fuck you. You would sit?
I think I just would get so nervous about, like, what if the woman, like, chases you?
Okay, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know how the wife is going to react. Like,
you're in an office building. I'm like, it's fine.
True.
Also, I did see one Letterboxd review that, like, there's way too many windows in that office for people to be having the amount of sex in it that they are.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got that too.
What?
Honestly, this was a beautiful study in the interior design of this time. the fact that they're all hanging up hideous, like, yes! modern art mirrors
and mirrors. Just and the mirrors, shelves, the small decorative
the floating
mirrors.
Shelves, floating stairs. Jennifer Aniston's apartment and Bradley Cooper's apartment. I was like, these are hideous. These are so
all of them are crazy. All of them are absolutely insane.
That design time was just fascinating. I wonder what's going to come out of, like, movies of this time. Those, like, tile tables on TikTok.
A lot of succulents. Well, I don't
like
know.
Pastels and, like, bubbly things.
Fairy lights, like, lights and shit. I think that will come out of it.
Fascinating. But yeah, I did... Were you interested at all in the Jennifer Aniston, like, I need to be married, and then he's like, no, we, like, they didn't really flesh that out in any way. It was just sort of like,
no, they didn't.
They both sort of gave it in the end. She was sort of like, I'm fine with not getting married, and then he was like, because you're fine with not getting married, I'm fine with marrying you. And I was like, what?
See, again, this is where I was like, why the fuck is this movie making me agree with Ben Affleck, mm-hmm. where he's like, I don't believe in marriage as an institution. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you. Like, I'm for it. But I was like, it is kind of sweet that he's like, I know it doesn't matter to me, but it matters to you. So then I will go through with it.
Yes. Also, he's like.
And he was like, he said, he's like, because it will make you happy. And I don't have a chance of being happy if you're not happy. And I was like, that was sweet.
So was that not the cutest proposal on earth? It was like, it was simple, pretty great. But just thought out enough that it was like sort of fun.
Just with them.
Of course.
Not beautiful.
Anybody else in your proposal is mortifying.
Yeah.
Also, I just watched this TikTok. I didn't send it to you. But it's this, like, TikTok girl who always, like, cooks food and, like, is boring and whatever. And then she posted a video of her getting engaged. And, like, usually when there's, like, a... I don't know. I don't watch engagement videos a lot. But it's literally just, like, a phone, like, propped on a rock. And then you see her boyfriend propose to her. But you can hear everything that she says, like, very clearly. And she goes, yes, thank you.
Now, do you know what? That would be some stupid shit I would say. I would say thank you by mistake. I'd be like, thanks.
But I was like, that's the most deranged thing to have someone post you and be like, thank you. Like, what? I was like, take the sound out. Like, mute this video and then post it.
God. Don't post your engagement.
Never film your engagement. Just let it happen.
Let it happen.
What's the point of having everything on film? Anyway.
We've wandered off topic.
I do love the proposal, but he's just like, oh yeah, like, make sure you check the pockets. And she's like,
yeah.
I literally, my mind would be like, oh my god, you bought someone else an engagement ring and I found it by accident.
You're like Bradley Cooper, you're cheating on me. But my other question with this move, like with the whole Jennifer Aniston, Ben Affleck storyline, mm-hmm. that confused me, is so when her dad has a heart attack in the middle of the wedding, and... they go to this house. Whose house is it? Why is everyone there?
Everyone is now living at the dad's house. No one works.
Which makes no sense. And, like, they're the three worst men of all time sitting on the closet being like, hey, bitch, bring me a beer. Your dad's dying. Yeah. Like, what?
She's like, did anyone go to the store? And they're like, no, we got takeout. Don't worry. I was like, that's hilarious. Hilarious. Because absolutely a man I know would say. I would just be like, did you get to the store? And they'd be like, don't worry, I fed myself. And I'd be like, okay.
But again, that moment when she walks into the kitchen, I must bring it up one more time, and he just has the dish towel over the shoulder.
You don't expect it. It's a little heavy-handed when, like, he's like, I still got some more, and I have some laundry in there, and I bought some of your dad's favorite food, and some healthy stuff. I'm like, okay.
That part was written by a woman. Guarantee you.
Because I think it's a little too thick. On the, like, I'm doing everything. Like, he could have just been doing the dishes and then been like, I have some laundry going, and she would have.
But, like, I think a woman was on set that day because, like, you know, like, the female gaze versus the male gaze. That towel over the shoulder, female gaze.
I think it's male gaze. I think it's this,
you think,
like,
it's male gaze?
Very classic. Interesting. Male idea of, like, fixing a car, James Dean, blah, blah, blah. I've never seen James Dean in anything, but just sort of like a workman's vibe.
Okay, yeah, but with a dish towel.
Yes, because he's doing
different vibe. Different vibe.
I think that was not that incredible of a writing.
I thought it was.
I do think it really is, like, I was so immediate. I think I gasped. I was like, oh my god. Because you were sort of like, okay, yeah, like, this is life. Like, sometimes, you know, values don't line up and you break up with your boyfriend that you love and it's sad, but, like, you know.
They were the only people I cared about. Everyone else could fly right off
of
the sun.
She was like, you know what? I've broken up with people before. Like, everyone chill. Like, you know.
Oh my god, I forgot about the weirdest part of this movie. Way too many cousin incest jokes. Yeah. What? The weirdest wedding speech of all time, being like, you guys all know my cousin Paige is hot as fuck, and you're like, what is happening?
I think that was a very much more, like, early 2000s thing, is to be like, it's funny to have, like, tongue-in-cheek wedding speeches, and everybody's like, no.
But no, it's a specific cousin thing, because they bring it up again during the wedding when she's dancing with that other guy, and she's like, if we weren't cousins, yeah, we could be getting married. And you're like, who on this movie was obsessed with their cousin? Because somebody was.
True, but I do feel like at the time, it was like funnier to be like, oh my god, weddings are when old men hit on you, even if they're your cousin. It's like, what?
There was but way too much, like, why do people, none of the jokes in this movie would land today. None of them do.
I didn't really think this movie was, like, funny. I think this movie resonated, like, deep, deep, deep within my soul. Especially when you're, like, especially when, I think the point of this movie, right, is that you can't read a person by their signals. Like, all you can do is sort of, like, go into it being, like, I'm open to this, you're open to this, and, like, be open and honest by being, like, I like you, blah, blah, blah. And so it's really devastating to me when, like, she gets to that moment before Justin's party, where she's like, he likes me. I get it. Like, Bill was fake. Like, he answered his phone while making out with a different girl. Like, in my mind, also, that would be, like, such clear signals.
Yes. Well, it is clear signals. And then it ends up, this man is gaslighting her.
I don't know what you mean by gaslighting her. Like, I don't think he's doing any of this intentionally. He's just, like, acting.
I think.
And it's in, like, he's just doing what he wants to do in a way that is sending her signals. Which is not necessarily his fault, but also not her.
Okay. I guess maybe I'm giving him too much credit that I think he's conscious of the choices he's making. I will go with you that he is so oblivious and a trash person.
I don't think that makes
that
him
he's
a bad
just
person.
Trash. I think it does. In my book, it makes you a bad person.
I think he's just sort of like trying to interact in a way that he enjoys interacting with Jennifer Goodwin and is a little slow on the uptake, but he likes her. And so she's like, oh my god, you like me? And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I will say, the absolute to be at a party that you would like to be the date of the host and like be like, don't worry, like I'll clean up, like don't, and then to have another girl there playing video games while you're cleaning up beer bottles, I was like, this happens in Girls. Have you seen that episode where like Marnie thinks she's dating this guy and he's like, hey, like I'm having a party, like you want to host with me? And she's like, oh my god, like we're co-hosting our first party. And then at the end of the night he's like, yeah, can I give you like $500? And she's like, he's like, yeah, like, my assistant just quit. God. Like, thanks so much for stepping in.
Devastating.
And the whole night, he's like, yeah, could you, like, you know, like, get some more bottles from the basement? And she's like, of course, no problem. And it's like, he thinks that she's a paid host.
Oh, no.
And I felt the same way watching this. I'm just sort of like,
when the other, so also, weird. Yeah. And then when the other girl's like, oh, he helped me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the girl's also, what a bitch move to be like, need some more dill, I'll fix it. Who's going to that type of part to be like, you know, the dip doesn't really, yeah. I will say that I did relate to when she's just aggressively eating Chex Mix in a corner.
Yes,
like, like literally, that's me at every party. Yeah. That's going to be me tonight. That's going to be me in a few hours. Just.
Yes.
There better be food, otherwise I'm leaving. I'll be livid.
And then she goes to, like, shake their hand, and they're both sort of like, your Chex Mix fingers, and I'm like, me. I recently, like, really went to town on a bag of jalapeno kettle chips. That used to be our go-to.
Oh my god, I just had those last night.
I had, like, such a reaction. I'm like, oh my god, these are actually amazing.
And they're incredible.
More often. They're so good.
Yeah. Last night after I took a nap,
okay.
I just ate a full bag of them just in my bed. Just was beautiful.
I've been eating more in my bed, which I try not to do because then it's sort of like, I don't want to get bugs because I have crumbs.
Yeah. I did find crumbs in my bed the other day and I was like, oof, this is dark. This is dark for me.
Nothing is better than like having a nice bag of chips while watching something. There's no better bliss.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. It's pretty great. In conclusion,
I don't find this movie sexist. I find this movie creating a caricature of a more outlandish version of a feeling that we've all felt, male or female, in a way that helped mm-hmm. me heal personally from my own okay. pining activities.
Okay.
And I think ultimately ended on a note of, like, it doesn't matter if you embarrass yourself, because that's part of life, is sort of constantly reading and misreading signals. And this love game is messy, and it's okay to get messy.
I wish, in conclusion for me, I wish that I saw the movie in the way that you did, because that is a, I like that message that you're like, don't read into this stuff. It's crazy. But in my mind, this perpetuates insane ideas about relationships. But, you know, to each their own.
Whatever helps and, you with your pining.
You know, men do dishes. It really, it works.
Also, you're sort of like, how did he get in there?
Nothing about that house makes yeah, sense. Just yeah, don't try to true. Question that house. It's exists, a weird, it's like Twilight
on
Zone.
The edge of the universe. Don't try to make sense of the house, Charlotte. You're right. Okay, I got a... What is this? Oh, it's over there. I got a Mountain Dew Voltage and a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup waiting for me on this fine Sunday night in New York City.
I have to go put myself together from this into a going out situation.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear a black top and jeans.
You know it!
I just today was like, would I feel better about myself if I, like, bought a dress that fits me? Like, would that change my life?
You know so what? I think, why do that when you can do jeans and a black top?
I know. But I was like, maybe that's what I want for Christmas, is truly to be like, Mom and Dad, I need $200 to not feel sad.
Yeah, a $200 dress. Yeah.
Okay, just let it happen. This is the only thing that will work. I've tried everything.
Jesus. Yeah, I've tried everything else. This is it.